Hi, I'm Daniel Lenzian, host of Western New York Soundstage from Buffalo Rising and Local Matters Studios. Western New York Soundstage is a podcast that looks to explore Western New York's creative economy through a series of conversations with artists, musicians, producers, directors, and authors from Western New York and beyond. On today's episode, I speak with Jen Swan. Jen Swan is the Executive Director of Arts Services Incorporated of Western New York, also known as ASI. ASI is presenting Lawyers for the Arts, a charity concert featuring legal professionals showing off their musical talents while supporting the arts. The event is on Saturday, March 8th, 2025 at The Stage. And yes, that's the venue name, The Stage, which is at 8166 Main Street in Williamsville, New York. Tickets are $30 and can be purchased at asiwny.org. In this interview, Jen and I speak about her appearance on one of the first episodes of Western New York Soundstage, the event Lawyers for the Arts, and why it is important for professionals in other fields, like law, to actively support and engage with the arts. I hope you enjoy my interview with Jen. Jen Swan, thank you so much for chatting with me today. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having us here. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. So I want to say that 3 years ago, you were one of the first guests on the Western New York Soundstage podcast. So welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back. I was actually just thinking about that interview.
You know, oh, goodness, that was real early in my interviewing career. So I'm glad I got a second shot at it, to be quite frank.
Well, we are glad to be back and talking about some fun and exciting things.
Awesome. So I'd love to just check in. Since, you know, it's been about 3 years since we spoke, can you give us a thumbnail sketch of ASI and why it's vital for Western New York, for potentially folks who maybe didn't hear that first interview or may want to go back now after they hear this today just to listen?
Yeah, for sure. So ASI Art Services, Inc., we are located in Buffalo, New York. We are a nonprofit ourselves, and we work with a lot of nonprofit arts groups and artists that work in the five counties of Western New York. And we do that in a couple of different ways. We provide support services either through grant funding. So we give out money, so everyone likes us and is our friend. but we do that to support projects and arts operations that are going on throughout the community. We also have a program called Arts Access, where we connect arts organizations to new audiences and families across the region. We also do a lot of advocacy. So actually this past week, I was in Albany for a couple of days talking about the importance of supporting, state funding for the arts and different arts projects there and how that could really be viewed across the state. So we do that, and the last thing that we do, most importantly, most directly, is we have workshops and trainings on different topics, both in arts and culture and also nonprofit operations that people can come to us, learn more about, you know, how do I put a budget together? How do I do a public art mural, right? Different things like that. So we're really all over the place, but primarily focused on working with those who support the arts and those who work in the arts.
That's fantastic. Because our last interview was 3 years ago, I'm wondering if you might be able to detail some of the shifts or the changes that have occurred at ASI since our last interview.
Yeah. Wow. That feels like a lifetime ago. But we've had some changes. I mean, a lot of the core activity of what we do still has remained the same over the years. But, you know, we've seen a changing landscape over the last couple of years, both from a local philanthropic standpoint of the arts. So we're really big on making sure that we are carrying the message of the arts throughout the community and making sure that people know that, you know, when you go through any kind of hard times or a crisis, you know, a lot of people lean on the arts. And so thinking about how do the arts really complete our lives as a community member, as maybe, you know, you and your family who live here or anyone else really. So we've really been focusing on that. Also, the last couple of years, you know, the arts are really still dealing with the impacts from the pandemic, unfortunately. You know, it's, you're kind of looking at it like, oh, it's 2024, like that's got to be over, right? But it's still lingering, it's still there. But I think one positive thing to take away from it is that there's been a lot of changes and good positive changes within the arts field because of that. A lot of organizations, a lot of typical arts groups have reinvented themselves in a lot of different ways, right? They've learned how to approach how they connect with the community and what community means to them. So a lot of good changes still coming out of that as well.
Fantastic. Well, we are here to talk today about Lawyers for the Arts, which is coming up. I'd love to just start by asking, what inspired the creation of Lawyers for the Arts and how has it evolved over the years?
Yeah, so I actually was not involved with the creation. Lawyers for the Arts was created well before it was actually under ASI's umbrella. But to give you a kind of quick snapshot of where it came from, it actually was many, many, many years ago, well before 2015. I think it was maybe more like 2010, somewhere around there. The community actually got together in a grassroots way to support the arts. There was some funding cuts for the arts here in the region, and the community got together and was like, we love our arts groups. We need some grassroots fundraising for our arts groups, and kind of the way that you would think about like a GoFundMe or something like that. But that happened in real life. And one of the groups that came together was a group of local lawyers and said, you know, music was our first love. We give that up for law, which, hey, that's okay, right? That's the path they chose. And they said, what if we reignited our love for music by performing, and that concert raises money for the arts and cultural field that we can reinvest in that way. So that's really how it started at the very beginning. ASI became involved with it around 2015 or so. So several years after it was first created. And we look at it as a way to fund one of our funding programs that I was talking about earlier. So it's called Give for Greatness. And that actually used to be its own grassroots effort. Then it was a nonprofit. And then it came under the umbrella of ASI. But we're carrying on that tradition and really happy that everyone got together back then to put this together, because it's really successful. And it's a way for lawyers to give back and reconnect with the arts, but give back to all those groups that are still operating in this nonprofit arts field.
Right. You mentioned Give for Greatness. Would you mind telling us how the funds raised through this event can directly impact the arts community in Western New York?
Yeah. So actually last year, for example, we raised over $43,000. And so, exactly. Like it's a good amount of money, and it helps a lot of organizations. So what we do is we take all the funds raised from this event and we give them out in direct grants to these organizations. So we have a whole process, and it's under our Give for Greatness program, because that's essentially what we're doing. We're giving these organizations for the great work that they do in the art space and in the community. So every year, the money that we raise makes up that pool. And then we promote that we have these funds, and nonprofit arts groups, typically we see small to mid-sized groups, will apply. They can get up to $2,000 in what's called general operating support. So they could use it to pay for anything to run their organization, right? Which doesn't happen very
often. It's unheard of. It's unheard of.
Yeah, it's very difficult nowadays to find support for nonprofits for general operating. So we're really happy to do that. And yeah, if an organization's like, hey, we do theatrical performances all year round, but we need to, you know, pay for our electric bill. Great. Okay. You can use that $2,000 and put that towards your electric bill, right? Like, it's really about making sure these small to mid-sized groups are sustainable.
That is fantastic. You mentioned that last year's event raised an impressive $43,000. Can you share your goals for 2025? And how do you plan to maybe surpass last year's success?
Yes. So the goal is always to go higher than the previous year. What's really great about the lawyers group that we work with, so it's a group of volunteers, different lawyers and individuals that are in the legal field, or maybe they're recently retired in the legal field, but they really work with ASI all year round. Like, they put together the logistics of the event. They're really using their connections and their collaborations in the community to encourage, you know, give to this fundraiser, give to the arts. So the goal is always to raise more. So our goal is to raise more than $43,000. So we do that through sponsorships for the event. And that way also law firms can sponsor it. Anyone can sponsor it. You don't have to be a law firm. But also, you know, you get tickets as part of that sponsorship package, and you can invite your friends and family. You can, you know, give it out throughout your company and encourage people to come. It's a really great event. And this year, actually, another way that we kind of mark our success is last year we had 10 bands So it's 10 bands, 10 different bands play throughout the course of an afternoon. This year we have 9. So it's really just getting a mix of new bands, more bands. That's always our goal too. And the more bands we have and the more people participating, the more that we hope people will buy tickets to attend the event and sponsor the event.
Do you know specifically about any of the sort of bands that are performing, like what kind of music they'll be performing, or even maybe some of the band names or something like that? What can attendees expect to see if they are able to attend Lawyers for the Arts?
Yeah, so doors open at noon, right? So it's an afternoon event. So if you have something planned that evening, you could still come in the afternoon. There's 9 bands, as I mentioned. First band starts at 12:30, and all of the bands actually do cover music. So there's no originals. It's all cover music, and it really ranges from so many different genres. We have country, we have pop, we have classic rock, right? Like it's endless. And that's part of the creativity and the fun for the bands that are participating. They're able to craft what their set list looks like and music that they care about and that they want to perform and cover. So that's really cool. And I can't necessarily say what's going to be performed because it's always a surprise, right? Actually, each band always likes to keep their set list a surprise so that you have to be there to see, you know, what gets performed. But I have heard in years past, you know, anywhere from, you know, Johnny Cash to Lady Gaga has been covered. So it's really like you can come and there's a little bit of everything for everyone, which is super fun.
I love that. There's something sort of fun about a cover band too, right? Where to see somebody else's take on something that I sort of know, or to hear it, or even the kind of group recognition that when we hear a song that we all know and love being performed by in a new way or sort of by a different voice, like it really kind of brings together such a great kind of community sense of feeling at the event, which I think will be a lot of fun too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, everyone has a good time.
If you can answer this, I'd love to ask, why do you think it's important for professionals in other fields like law to actively support and engage with the arts?
Yeah, you know, that's a really great question that I don't think anyone has ever asked me before. But kind of thinking about it, you know, like I said, a lot of these lawyers, you know, music was their first choice in life. And for whatever reason, whether it's the old misnomer of, you know, their parents were like, nope, don't go do that. Go into law, go into another profession, which actually at ASI, we're very like, no, don't listen to your parents when they say that, right? Like we're against that like old traditional, like you can make a living in the arts, right? And like, that's why ASI exists. Like you can make that living. But I think for other professions to really connect and collaborate with the arts, I mean, the arts touch all aspects of our lives, you know, whether we go home and we stream shows, you know, on Netflix, or, you know, we read a book, or like, even if it's not necessarily local art, we're always consuming it, even if we don't identify or call it art or culture, right? We're all a part of it. And so I think these different professions, whether it's lawyers, whether it's other professionals in the field, like it's going to impact their lives too. And frankly, you know, when you think about kind of from a business perspective, you know, when businesses come and they're looking for places to move their companies, they don't want to come to a community where they come to and their employees and their employees' families have nothing to do, right? They're going to come to places that are vibrant in arts and culture. And, you know, they want a downtown scene, they want a theater scene, they want things to do, they want arts education classes for their kids, right? And so Western New York provides all of that. And so I think just connecting back to being like, this is what's here for everyone and having professionals connect back to the arts in that way.
Yeah, I've lived around the country in all different places. And I was even traveling last weekend. And being away from Western New York and the cultural scene, like I, in the place, this undisclosed location where I was having it, it was sort of having a difficult time even trying to Google like, what is there to do in this area, right? And there was no centralized location of downtown. There wasn't a clear neighborhood. Western New York is an embarrassment of riches when it comes to the amount of cultural activities that are happening in the city and the sort of surrounding areas of the city of Buffalo and the surrounding areas. It really is just incredible to experience like everything the city has to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes I'm like, whoa, do we have too much? But I don't really mean that. But like, it's so overwhelming at times that actually, you know, funny, it's Friday, right? And it's like, okay, there's seven different things I could go to, right? And like seven different things I could do. Like, that's the wealth of everything that's going on here.
Yeah, no, it is incredible. My final question is, for those who want to attend or support the cause, what are the best ways to get involved with Lawyers for the Arts in 2025?
Yeah. So really just, you know, if you're a first timer, it's really attending or sponsoring. We're getting a little close to the event to sponsor, but you could always attend. Tickets are on sale. So for the event itself, it's Saturday, March 8th. It runs from 12:30 to 6 p.m. You can come and stay for one band. You can stay for all nine bands. You could do whatever you want. It is taking place at The Stage. That's the actual venue name. It's called The Stage. Sometimes people are like, where is this again? That's in Williamsville. They have food there. They have a bar there. So it's really nice. Some people bring their families, right? It's a really nice place to kind of pop in and out. Tickets are $30. You could either purchase them on the ASI website, which is asiwny.org. All the information's right there. You can take your chance and show up day of and buy tickets. Last handful of years, actually, last 10 years, this event has been sold out to capacity, so I would recommend getting your tickets in advance. But there may be a few tickets for sale at the door if you wanna be that adventurous and take that risk. Yeah, so really our website explains the Give for Greatness program. It explains what the money is raised for. And we have a couple of raffles at the event too. So it's good fun, it's good music, and it's good connecting with people.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. I always like to end my interviews by asking, is there anything that was left unsaid or anything you feel like you'd like to share with our listeners, either about this particular event or ASI in general? Or if the answer is no, that's totally fine too.
Yeah, I will say, you know, the one thing, we have a couple of co-hosting lead sponsors for this particular event. So we have different ones each year. This year, the event is presented by Harder Seacrest and Emery, which is a local law firm. Hodgson Russ, also a local law firm, and Northwest Bank. So you can see already right there, like, you don't have to be a legal entity, right, to support the arts. This is really open to anyone, even though all of the bands are made, their bands are actually made up, their members in their bands are all primarily majority in the legal field. So they may have one or two, sometimes it's hard to find a drummer, right? So like one drummer might be hopping around every single band, but yeah, that's the intent of it, is that, you know, they get to play because they are lawyers for the arts, because each of their bands are made up of different legal professionals. And I guess the last thing I'll say is, you know, I was talking about kind of those small to mid-sized organizations or small and micro nonprofits. A fun fact, in case anyone cares, this is what we do all the time at ASI, though, actually makes up half of our region's organizations. So if you kind of think about like an arts organization, right, and we're talking about now the five counties of Western New York, there are actually well over 600 nonprofit, like registered nonprofit arts and cultural organizations in the Western New York region, and over half of them are these small micro size that really, truly, like $2,000 is going to go a long way for them. So raising $43,000 to then give that out, like the impact we're having is phenomenal. And so we hope to exceed that goal this year and fund even more organizations.
Thank you so much. Well, it was great speaking with you today, and I hope it's not 3 years before we get to chat again.
Yes, me too. So much will change in that 3-year time. So yes, let's do it sooner the next time.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, that was my interview with Jen Swan. I hope you will consider attending Lawyers for the Arts on Saturday, March 8th, 2025. Tickets are available at asiwny.org. This episode was produced by Jessica Marinelli. Sarah Potter engineered this episode. In addition to this podcast, you can check out our local event guides posted bi-monthly on buffalorising.com. Make sure you subscribe to the show. If you like the show, please recommend it to a friend. Thanks for listening to Western New York Soundstage from Buffalo Rising and Local Matters Studios.